currently Kirkland. Your source for city news and events in the community. With Scott Mullen at the news desk. Stay up to date with weekly news reports on what's happening in Kirkland. Now, here's Scott.
Hi, I'm Scott Mullett here for Currently Kirkland for the 8th annual Polar Bear Plunge here at Marina Park in Kirkland. Yes, we have hundreds of people coming out to dive into the water, swim around in that warm 39, 40 degrees. I'm here in my bathrobe. I'm ready to jump in too. Let's go out and let's talk to some people first and see what makes them want to do this.
I really wanted to see how cold the water is, and I also wanted to be on TV.
Just the fun of it. It's awesome. It's a good way to start the year.
Well, I figured it takes a pretty incredible guy to get cold water like this. January 1st, beautiful day. So I got up, and plus my kids are with me.
I really, really wanted to be on TV sometime.
One and done.
She lost a bet. That's the only reason she's here.
My sister named Miranda wanted to do it because she wanted to feel the water, and she thought it was going to be fun.
The New Year's Day Polar Bear Plunge has been a Kirkland tradition for 9 years now. Ignore the guy in the bathrobe who had his facts wrong and said it's the 8th annual. As always, it draws an enthusiastic crowd. For a number of participants, this was not the first time taking the plunge. There were mixed opinions among these veterans, however, as to whether this plunge would be a bigger challenge because of the chilly temperatures.
This is not my first polar bear plunge. I have been a proud participant in Kirkland's polar bear plunge. Well, my brains are frozen, so I don't remember how many years it's been.
So is this the coldest you can remember it being?
This is the coldest I can remember it being, yes. But the sunshine makes it just perfect.
This is my third. It's my third plunge. Still coming back. First time here was at Magnuson Park last time. Did one up out of Hood Canal one time, and this one's probably the coldest. No question.
This is my third one.
Is this the coldest you've been?
Yes, it is, I would say, but I'm really warm right now. I could go do it again.
It's my second. I did it 2 years ago when they were giving out patches still. So I had to prove that I actually did it. And it was cold. It was really cold that day. It's mediocre cold today. Sunshine helps a lot.
I did the one in Mercer last year, and you jump off the dock. This year, you have to walk in slowly and painfully.
So do you think this is going to be colder or warmer than last year?
I don't know. I think this might be a little bit colder, but the sun's starting to come out, so you never know.
I did one in Seattle once, and then I did one at Camp Coleman. Yeah.
How does this compare to the other ones you've done?
It's a lot colder.
This is my seventh year doing the polar plunge.
How do you think this water is going to compare to that at the North Pole?
I think it'll be a little warmer than usual, but that's okay. I'm looking for a little relaxation time. Be like a sauna.
Several plungers we talked to came prepared with swimming strategies, which they shared with us.
I might do crossstroke. Crossstroke, backstroke, it'll depend.
Don't know what stroke I'm going to use today. I'm kind of generally ad lib it, and just depends on how many people are around me. If I'm flailing and taking other people down, that's probably not a good idea.
I'll probably make it to the other dock if I even touch the water. Okay, it's Mr. Incredible here. Probably just run across it.
My friends and I were going to have a race to the buoy, but I think I might catch hypothermia before I get there.
Try not to sink. That's my this Christmas dinner Mrs. Claus cooked for me. It's a little much right now, so we'll see.
It's only a swim if your head gets underwater and you do at least 5 freestyle strokes.
Wow! Another year of a polar bear plunge. I gotta tell you, that water was really, really cold. I think we're going to go talk to and ask other people what they thought, but I think they're all going to agree that this was one of the coldest polar bear plunges ever.
It was like icy, like if you put like if you just stepped in like an ice pile, it felt like that.
Cold. Cold. Yeah. Refreshing. Very refreshing.
Perfect. Excellent. Perfect. Yeah, absolutely perfect.
It felt invigorating, refreshing.
I was going to go out to the buoys out there, but I got way too cold.
I got in and I sunk in and then I got out as quick as I could.
When you first walk into that water, your whole body freezes up and you feel like you want to go swimming, but in most cases, you can't get your muscles to follow what your brain tells them to do. And all your brain says is, get back out of that water. But it's a wonderful way to start the new year, very invigorating, and just hope that next year, all you currently Kirkland watchers will come down and join us here for the Polar Bear Plunge.
For now, it's nice to be back inside our warm, currently Kirkland studio. But don't get too comfortable. It's time for another story to get you outdoors. The American Cancer Society's Relay for Life kicks off Tuesday, January 11 from 7 to 8 p.m. at Redmond High School. Interested participants can stop by to learn more about the event and how to volunteer. Last year, over 300 residents of Kirkland and Redmond participated on 32 relay teams and raised over $86,000. Over $3 billion have been raised nationwide toward cancer research, advocacy, education, and patient services since the founding of Relay for Life 25 years ago by Tacoma physician Dr. Gordy Klatt. Relay for Life teams traditionally walk or run in shifts around a track for 12 to 24 hours and camp out on the field, as well as participate in other activities and entertainment. The Relay for Life of Redmond Kirkland will take place June 4th and 5th at Redmond High School. For more information, please call Kelly Cochran at 206-674-4103 or visit the Relay for Life website. For information on the American Cancer Society, visit www.cancer.org. Youth Eastside Services received a $50,000 grant from the Moyer Foundation to fund its Camp Mariposa program. Camp Mariposa helps kids who are affected by a family member's drug or alcohol abuse. The grant will cover the cost of five camps in 2011 for approximately 120 children. Specially trained and experienced counselors from YES lead the free two-day, two-night camp featuring traditional fun activities enhanced by therapeutic elements. The next camp will take place January 28th to the 30th for 9 to 12-year-olds and April 8th to the 10th for 13 to 17-year-olds. For more information or to register, call YES at 425-747-4937 or visit www.youtheastsideservices.org. For more information about the Moyer Foundation, visit www.moyerfoundation.org. Last month, over 2,000 people came out for Kirkland's 12 Ks of Christmas. Families gathered at Marina Park to run, watch, and enjoy the festivities, including food, music, dancing, and a holiday costume contest. The event raised $2,400 for the Sleep Country Foster Kids program. First place finishers for the 12K were Matthew Ferrariker and Morgan Ikema. Reed Lyon and Sharon Bertoli finished first for the 5K. Visit onlineraceresults.com for complete race results or www.12ksofchristmas.com for more information. Tent City 4 is scheduled to relocate to Kirkland Congregational Church Saturday, January 22nd. The church and share wheel submitted a temporary use permit application to the city's Planning and Community Development Department in December to establish the homeless encampment on church property. If approved, the encampment may reside in Kirkland for up to 92 days and cannot return to Kirkland Congregational Church for 12 months. Property owners within 500 feet of church property have been mailed a notice of application and will be updated when the city's planning director makes a decision. There is a 21-day appeal period following the decision. Appeals may be filed with King County Superior Court. City zoning regulations provide for temporary uses of land, including homeless encampments, when certain standards are met. The regulations include site-obscuring perimeter fencing if it's needed, setbacks from adjoining residential properties, and transit service availability within 1/2 mile of the camp. Also, a code of conduct and public health inspections must be met, and no more than 100 people can reside within the camp. Zoning regulations provide for an administrative review by the planning director. A public meeting was held at the church on January 6th to answer community questions. For more information, visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/tentcity. Or call the Planning and Community Development Department at 425-587-3225. Or contact project planner Sean Leroy at 425-587-3260. The intersection of Central Way and 6th Street is getting a facelift. The city has received $2 million of state community trade and economic development funding to improve the road for pedestrians and bicyclists, reduce traffic congestion, improve the sustainability of the road surface, landscape traffic medians, and promote the health of surrounding vegetation. It also will improve water and gas infrastructure, seeking to boost capacity and efficiency. An additional $50,000 for the project will come from the city's capital improvement program. The city is seeking additional funding for a second phase of the project, which includes gateway improvements. The project is slated to begin in April. Details are available at the city's website, ci.kirkland.wa.us/public_works. Kirkland's Design Review Board has approved the redevelopment of Kirkland Park Place by Touchstone Development after years and years of meetings and public hearings. The mixed-use project, located at 457 Central Way, includes 7 buildings up to 8 stories high and approximately 1.8 million square feet of office and retail space, a hotel, a sports club, and a supermarket. The project will also include public open space and a below-grade parking garage. To view Touchstone's proposal, the design guidelines for the project, and to subscribe to receive the review board agendas via email, visit ci.kirkland.wa.us and search Design Review Board. For more information about the proposal, contact Angela Ruggieri, Kirkland Planning and Community Development Department at 425-587-3256 or aruggieri@ci.kirkland.wa.us. A preliminary action plan for the Totem Lake Business District has been adopted by the Kirkland City Council. The plan includes strategies to revitalize the Totem Lake Business District, including rezoning, shared parking, roadwork, and parks. The various strategies are categorized into immediate, short, and mid-long term. The plan responds to issues raised at the Totem Lake Symposium, held in September. To review the plan, visit www.ci.kirkland.wa.us/Totem Lake Action. Also available online is the first edition of Totem Lake on Track, a publication which announces improvements to the Totem Lake Neighborhood and Business District, communicates regulatory updates, and highlights area businesses. For more information, contact Ellen Miller-Wolf, Economic Development Manager, at 425-587-3014 or emwolf@ci.kirkland.wa.us. December's adoption of the biennial budget calls for many service reductions in the new year. Public safety reductions include the elimination of the police proactive unit, temporary closure of fire stations when staffing falls below standards, elimination of police department corrections officer and fire department community education and public information specialist positions. In the area of parks, recreation, and community services, elimination of remaining labor hours for park maintenance and further reduction of staff support for human and youth services programs. Funding for the Neighborhood Connections program will be eliminated. Public works reductions include the elimination of remaining neighborhood traffic control program staff, elimination of city funding for the Central Business District's spring cleaning event, reduction of City Hall reception and passport customer service hours, and reduction of staff support for neighborhood planning efforts, making the City Update an online-only publication, and reduction of annual funding to the Kirkland Downtown Association. And that's not all. To view a complete list of previous and recently adopted service reductions, go to ci.kirkland.wa.us/budget. You know, it doesn't take a polar bear plunger to access any of our currently Kirkland programs online. Take a peek at the city's homepage and click Watch On Demand Programming. And how about this for a New Year's resolution? Contact the Currently Kirkland team with any news tips, story ideas, or comments you may have, as long as they aren't insulting to me. Email us at kirklandtv@ci.kirkland.wa.us. See you again soon.